25 minutes to 12, Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
I can't believe it's 25 to 12. I feel like we've only just started. I really do.
It is. Time flies.
It does.
We have the great guests of Western Sydney.
We do. And we have another wonderful person in our studios who has an amazing amount or a myriad of different functions that she undertakes. And I'm excited with all of them, but particularly a concept that really has taken off, and that's Shop Small. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's delightful for you here. Now, I must be formal. I can say it's Sarah. It's Councillor Sarah Richards, it's our friend Sarah Richards, and it's the business person Sarah. So there's so many hats that you wear, and for you to be here today is just an amazing. Tell us about Shop Small, because it is really, it's gone from a little flake to this massive ball.
It sure has, and even the speed it has taken off took me by surprise when I first launched the group. But essentially, it was the 20th of March. That day will stay in my head, was the day I decided to launch this idea. I had gone to the local fruit and veggie shop at Richmond to do a promotion for them. So what I was doing was using my social media profile to promote small businesses right as COVID was hitting. And at that time in March, you would appreciate, we all didn't know what to expect and how it was going to play out. So I just took it upon myself to keep advertising and supporting small business. And on this particular day, I went there and did that, and it went really well online. I thought, oh no, I can take this further. And where I was promoting these businesses were on my political platforms, and I thought, no, I want to do something and take the politics out of it. So I came up with the idea Shop Small, so supporting small business, and I launched it that afternoon as a Facebook group. And by the first week, I had 3,000 members in 1 week, and now we're sitting at about just under 11,500 members since then. So it has become a bit of a go-to place for small business information during COVID, and all of the press conferences we had from our leaders, national and state, I would basically be dictating what they were saying at this live as they were saying it to my members, and it became the information source. And then I used that platform to promote small businesses, because a lot of the restaurants and takeaways shops had to go to takeaway only. So I was ordering meals to my door a couple of times a week and taking photos on my front porch and promoting them and their food and what they had done, and did that as well for all the home-based businesses. There's so many candle makers and clothing makers and flower arrangement and cake makers that are in the Hawkesbury and the Hills and the Blue Mountains and Penrith, which is where it predominantly has sort of stayed. It is Australia-wide. I've got businesses in Queensland and Western Australia, but sort of that Western Sydney element is where it has stayed. And I'm still promoting businesses to this day.
And isn't it interesting, if we look at the concepts of business, how important the trust that you are giving people to broker trust in that relationship between businesses. You know, sooner put that out, and as you said, 3,000 people, and I've watched with great interest the great work that you and others are doing, but in particular yourself, and people believe. So I've got to commend you for that, Darren, you know, in the sense that people say, this is the deal.
Yeah, and I was preparing for the show last night and went onto Facebook, and when you go to the group, it's not only just say how many people there is, it's how many people are talking about it. And that number, listeners, 340,000 talking about Shop Small.
Well,
that's just amazing.
Amazing. I don't know if it's just my Shop Small, but...
Well, that's what Facebook says to me, but I think...
Let's run with that.
Knowing that Shop Small is a large part of that Facebook, and I think it's a brilliant tag that you did for the group. Mm. It just allows people to talk about something simply. And when Jim and I chose the name for Spotlight, again, it was the simple thing. It wasn't going to be anything difficult. It was simple, because people get the simplicity.
Absolutely.
Tell us some success stories, you know, without specifics, just in very general terms. I can tell you about a business that, as a result of this...
Yeah, there's plenty that have been on Shop Small. In fact, I promoted one business yesterday, and if she's listening, hi, Megan, it's Life's Little Mantras. And she's a stay-at-home mum who makes beautiful has beautiful writing, and she's turned that into an artwork, and she does it on cups and mugs and frames and all that sort of things. And she sells online from home and then at markets as well. She's at the Richmond Good Food Markets and things like that. And she put on Shop Small a post for Father's Day saying, look at all these things I've made for your dads. Now, a marketing manager at Rouse Hill Town Centre saw her ad that she put on Shop Small and therefore rang her and asked her to come and do a pop-up stand for Father's Day at Rouse Hill Town Centre. So she got to expand her business in that way and open to a larger audience, all because she was spotted on Shop Small. So I did a post yesterday actually highlighting that that had all happened, because she sent me a really lovely email.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
Let's just go back a step. Mm. You're a very talented person. And no, you are. You're very talented. You know how to put things together. So is Darren. My question to you is, what do you bring to these businesses that maybe they don't have in terms of the focus that you bring? Because it's really important, because that filters through Shop Small.
Yeah.
Shop local.
Without sounding a little silly, I think through my multiple hats that I wear in the community, not just as a counsellor, but I'm a director of a lot of organisations, or I sit on the board of a lot of charities, I hope that that has brought a lot of trust and respect to what people see me do. So I think that when they saw me launch this initiative, I'd launched a couple of initiatives over summer with the bushfires back to Bilpin to bring visitors back to the township that was destroyed.
And that was amazing.
8,000 shares in a night for that one, the night we launched. I did Mattress for a Mate with AH Beard Bedding, where we donated over 700 free and brand new mattresses to bushfire victims across New South Wales. So I'm hoping that when people see me put my name to an initiative, they know that it has credibility, so therefore they jump on board. I'm hoping that's what it is. And the way Shop Small's grown, it's been my biggest initiative yet.
And Sarah, if I can just say again, I was trying to say that, Darren, with regards to the whole concept of trust. Trust is such an important ingredient in a relationship. It has a currency, and that's what I'm saying. Sarah Richards has a currency, and I just want to say that on behalf of Darren and ourselves. That's why you're in the studios with us today, because people see that and they say, that's authentic.
Thank you. That's very nice, actually. That's really, really lovely words. Thank you.
No, well, it's true. Mm. I mean, and this is what I was trying to say, the organisation has grown because you have tattooed, you have joined together, welded the whole concept of trust. And I can tell you now, and I'm looking straight at our listeners, to Sarah, someone breaks their trust, they're out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. People know what's negotiable and what's not negotiable. And one of the things in any relationship, if you are going to be an advocate, is that to break trust is not negotiable.
Indeed, Jim. And I've been watching some Shop Small grow. And from the local area of the Hawkesbury, Western Sydney, it's gone national. So that trust has gone nationally because of Sarah.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. That's really nice. But it is nice to know that people believe in what I do, and that if I'm promoting something, it's worth them also jumping on board and supporting that business.
And so what are you going to do at the moment to take it further in the next, I'll say, 6 months, with Christmas coming up, the issues and challenges of COVID-19? Where's your head in terms of developing things for other people? Because they're the beneficiaries. They're the ones who really gain as a result of what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I have launched an app a couple of weeks ago.
Fantastic.
The Shop Small app. So the one thing a Facebook group couldn't do is have sort of a business directory of every business who was a member. You couldn't look up an A to Z or specify by business type if you were looking for something. People come onto the Facebook group and press the recommendations button and say, I'm looking for, and I did that this morning, I needed someone to detail my boat. So I've done that, and I've just been flooded with recommendations. And that's how...
Darren and I do boats.
Excellent. Okay.
No, mates, right?
We'll have to join.
Okay, great. But they wanted a sort of directory. So I worked with a gentleman from the Hills, actually, Nav, from Aussie Business Apps, and we developed my concept, which was to be really simple. They just type what they want and the suburb that they want it in, and it comes up. So we've had nearly 500 downloads of that, which is good for its initial launch, and I'll keep plugging that up. So basically, you know, when businesses might pay thousands of dollars a year to Yellow Pages to be on their app, this is for free to them. I absorb those costs and just give it free to the community so that they're just on a directory.
Well, just can you say that again, Sarah? Because people need to understand that as they're making a cup of coffee this morning or going to pick up someone. It's free.
Free app.
It's a free app.
Everyone loves a free app before your free lunch this morning. Maybe on us even.
Yeah. No, but that's really important. We're nearly coming to an end.
No, just a break.
Oh, a break. That's good.
It's quarter to 12. Time's flying.
It is.
And we have a song coming up. Dave Edmonds from Small Things.
There you go.
Big things one day come about.
Alive 90.5.
10 minutes to 12, Alive 90.5, Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
I can't believe 10 minutes to 12. Anyway, let's move on. We've got Sarah Richards here talking about Shop Small. It's an amazing concept. 11,000 people want to interact in a whole range of ways, and the values of trust, integrity and transparency come through, and it's just delighted to have you in the studios with us today. Sarah, where's the future going for you?
For me personally, or Shop Small?
Either. I mean, you ooze a really positive vibe.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, not to talk too much about politics, but clearly I am a politician, so there is definitely ambition there. But what I have found is that through politics, not only can I get things done through the different boards that I'm on, but politics basically for me is the avenue to provide outcomes to my community. So that's why I put my hand up for those sorts of roles. And I mean, last year as the candidate for Macquarie, I got $200 million to build the third crossing of the Hawkesbury River. So whether I'm elected or not, forever and a day, that's my legacy to the Hawkesbury, and I'm extremely happy about that. Was something amazing to happen.
And I guess when you'll drive over it, your heart has a smile. You know what I mean, in the sense that you became the cutting tools to create that in the journey, and that is I often find that pleasing when I go to places where I've been involved, and I go back and you see progress and you go, I helped in a little way with that.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, the other things I announced in the election was the Headspace in Katoomba, which opened a couple of weeks ago with Maurice Payne opened that up. Yes. And, you know, the mental health impacts through this COVID are greater than ever before. Mm-hmm. And to know that that centre is now available for the Upper Blue Mountains is extraordinary. And they're, you know, because of politics. So that's why I put my hand up in that sphere as well.
That's absolutely fantastic. So what does the next week hold for you in terms of what you're doing?
Well, I've got another exciting announcement for Shop Small coming up in the next couple of weeks, so I can't let you know about that yet. And that wasn't planned, but my whole time will be dedicated to that initiative.
But we do have something to share.
We do.
Straight off the back of an Alive 90.5 board meeting last night.
And Darren, would you? And you're a board member.
Member here, and I took it to the board, and well supported unanimously by the board and Gillian, our chair lady, and thank you very much. What we can announce here is that we will support a one-hour show each week focusing on Shop Small. And what that will do is provide free sponsorship for up to 5 minutes, because that's our limit for broadcast, to small businesses who are engaged with Shop Small. The show will be hosted by new presenter Ansley Dennis, who you would have heard early listeners this morning with Gillian on breakfast. And we couldn't have him here this morning because we're with COVID safe rules, only one guest in the studio for our small size studio. But we'd love to get Ansley together with you. It may have to be a lunch, or it may be in the studio on Ansley's program when he launches this, to actually launch this show supporting Shop Small.
I think that is brilliant. I'm humbled. Your generosity is extraordinary. What you've done to support small business at a time where they've never needed so much support is wonderful. And being a community-based radio, this is exactly, you know, what you guys should be doing. And the fact your board agreed to do this, and it was your idea, and I'm hearing about it today, is a blessing. So thank you very much.
We love to support the community here at Alive 90.5 and love to talk about it with Spotlight.
We're absolutely delighted that you accept the invitation, because you're accepting it on behalf of all those businesses who get up every day, who have dreams, who have families, who have challenges, and you give people hope. and you give people direction, and thank we you. Want to thank you very much for what you do for our community, particularly in Western Sydney. So thanks for being here on Spotlight with Darren and Jim.
Thank you.
We're going to go out with a song.
We are. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Councillor Sarah Richards.
Yes.
On Spotlight. It's always great to talk, and we're going to love to be working with you on that program.
Alive 90.5.